Our Locked On crossover for a Wednesday. Locked On Lions, Matt Derry. Kevin Masseri from Locked On Bills joins me now as we do the Locked On crossover. Today brought to you by DraftKings. Detroit and Buffalo this weekend. What's going on, Kev?
Hey, not much. Lots of crossover between these two. Our original owner, obviously, Ralph Wilson, big Detroit guy. So lots of crossover.
Is it no longer Ralph Wilson Stadium there?
It isn't. It's New Era, actually. New Era Cap Company actually purchased the rights. It's now New Era Field as of 2 or 3 years ago.
What? That can't be. I mean, it was bad enough when it was Rich Stadium was no longer, but now not even Ralph Wilson, huh?
Pagula came in and decided that's a lot of money left on the table, and they sold it to, at least to a local company. And, you know, the entire NFL uses New Era products, so they thought it was a good fit.
Well, this weekend should be certainly interesting. Two offenses that struggle, two defenses that aren't bad. But what's before we get into the Lions, what's the state of the Bills right now as they sit at 4-9 with a rookie quarterback?
I mean, you have a team that comes in second-ranked defense, first and pass defense. It's a very solid team on the defensive side of the ball. One that, I mean, should have carried to a few more wins, but the offense has been so just so pathetic that it's probably stopped them from being 500 like they should be. Pick six Nathan Peterman against Houston. They had that team on the ropes the entire game. It took some impressive offensive play to not win that. Last week against the Jets was an underwhelming game after crushing them in the first performance. They just had such poor special teams, costing 10 points on the special team side of the ball, and then a couple of missed field goals. You know, he had a loss to the Jets, Dolphins game the week prior, should have been a win for the team. Charles Clay drops it wide open in the end zone after a great Josh Allen play. I mean, so you have a team that, I don't know, you know, for not so much to the Lions, but they're able to win at any moment. They beat a couple of winning teams, a couple of current playoff teams. You know, they took care of Minnesota in Minnesota. We're out here watching Josh Allen. There's not much to watch on the offensive side of the ball. He's probably executed at a much higher level than a lot of draft pundits and even people in Buffalo thought. He's a really interesting player to watch. You know, back-to-back 99-yard plus games on the ground. You know, just removing from Tyrod Taylor, you enter Josh Allen, who's actually probably a better runner, which is just crazy to say. And he's a guy with immense arm talent, and that's pretty much what the Bills are watching. You won't see LeSean McCoy most likely, so you'll see Chris Ivory. And then you'll see a little bit of Keith Ford, their practice squad running back they really want to see. But you'll also see an undrafted free agent, Robert Foster, on the offensive side of the ball, a guy that is about to eclipse his entire Alabama yardage if he goes to, I believe it's 100 yards in the last 3 weeks. So he's a guy that just clicks with Josh Allen, and he's, as an undrafted free agent wide receiver, he's developing into a nice wide receiver two, wide receiver three for the Bills.
It's crazy. Kevin Masseri from Locked On Bills. Here in Detroit, Kev, it's pretty simple. 5-8 is unacceptable. Matt Patricia, first-year head coach, came in, and Bob Quinn, when he hired Matt Patricia, said, you know, we're tired of 9-7. What Jim Caldwell brought us, we thank Jim, but 9-7 is not good enough. We need to get better. Training camp was a disaster. The preseason was bad. And so, you know, going into the regular season, everybody figured, well, August meant nothing. Let's hope for the best. And then the opener against the Jets, they get blown out at home on Monday Night Football. Lose at San Francisco to a bad Niners team, albeit Jimmy G was out there. But this team's just kind of, it's been underwhelming, it's been disappointing, and now all of a sudden, as crazy as this is, at 5-8, they're still in the playoff chase, barely. They really don't have anybody on the offensive side that's healthy other than Matthew Stafford and Kenny Golladay now. Kerryon Johnson hurt, Golden Tate traded, Marvin Jones hurt, their starting tight end Michael Roberts just went on IR. So it's a bit of a mash unit, but all of a sudden the defense has been decent. And if weird chips fall over the last couple of weeks, and the Lions can go into Buffalo against, like you mentioned, the second worst offense in terms of scoring in all of football, and the defense continues to play the way they have with Darius Slay and Snacks Harrison and Ashawn Robinson and guys like that have played very well, who knows? The Week 16 game against the Vikings might have some meaning. Let's say they win that one, then all of a sudden they're 7-8. With a chance to make the playoffs going into Week 17, it's unheard of. And most Lions fans, Kevin, know this isn't a playoff team. They're not good enough. But because that sixth seed in the NFC is so bad, we're even having this discussion. So it's a little crazy and a little weird, but it doesn't sound like to me that Buffalo is under it. Have they? How would you characterize it as underachieving this year? From afar, why they ever let Nathan Peterman start a football game at this level is beyond me, right?
So you have a couple. There's a quick couple facets to that question. They were a playoff team last year. I think why you would assume that they underperformed is because of how strong their defense is. It just took a bit of a hit with losing their nickel cornerman, Taron Johnson, a guy that's been very good for the team, as well as a potential Pro Bowler, Matt Milano, has been a great young linebacker out of Boston College. And mixed with Tremaine Edmonds, has been a great linebacker with Lorenzo Alexander, been a great linebacking unit. So you would only say that the team's underperforming because they really do, and they've played against some good quarterbacks this season, you know, you pretty much name it, and probably at the top of the list between Brady all the way down. You have Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers. You have the whole slew of quarterbacks that they've gone up against. And this team has been really good defensively. So you would only say that they've underperformed because they're the number one pass defense, number two overall defense. They turn the ball over. They get sacks. They get pressure. Jerry Hughes is a menace off the end. So you had a lot of people that said, well, we can't get worse than Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. We still have the same offensive players. But they lost Richie Incognito, and Eric Wood ended up being a bigger deal than they thought. Didn't really lose anything defensively. Added some pieces on the defensive side, found an undrafted free agent at cornerback to Levi Walls, who's been excellent. And you honestly thought there wasn't much difference between these two, playoff team last year and this team, that you would be looking at 7-9 to 9-7, pretty much. No one thought much more than that. But you have a down AFC East, really. I mean, New England's as vulnerable as ever for them. And then you have Miami, who's not very good. The Jets aren't very good. As you guys have noticed, you've played them. It's been an interesting year. Nathan Peterman should never start. Josh Allen won this job out of camp. It was evident that he was further along than they even traded to Oakland. They traded A.J. McCarron. So you thought right there that Josh Allen was the guy. You just don't know what they were thinking with Nathan Peterman. They saw some things, and he's just a phenomenal preseason quarterback. I've never seen this anomaly before, where he's actually really good against no game plan defenses, and he can make all the throws. And I think was at least top two in passing yardage in the preseason. And they just said, "What the heck? We don't want to rush Josh and get him out there." A lot of people say he's a project. And he was just a disaster, lost a job halfway through one game, and then came back in and was just as pathetic, and they had some injuries at quarterback and had to keep him, embarrassingly so. And then just not having a backup plan at quarterback hurt him, and not filling a few offensive line spots. So you have a team that a couple of bounces, like I mentioned a couple of games earlier in the show. I think they're more of like a 7-6, 6-7 win team. Defensively, they're a lot better than that. Offensively, they're a lot worse than that. So just depends what team shows up. They play well at home. Last week, they lost to the Jets at home, but generally under McDermott, they're 700 winning percentage team at home. Get things done there, but they're much worse on the road. They really struggle on the road. I mean, that's 100% for sure.
Tell me about this defense, like you mentioned, Jerry Hughes off the edge. I'll be honest with you. Following the NFL as closely as I do, you're naming players other than Josh Allen. Obviously, we all know Shady McCoy and Chris Ivory, but you're naming a lot of guys I've never heard of. It's almost like it's a no-name team, yet like you said, that defense has been pretty good. And the way the Lions' offense has been going, this could be a 9-6, 10-7 type of final, Kevin.
It could. I mean, and it's funny because they've been here's some statistics. Once again, I mentioned they have the number one rated pass defense. They've actually number one in overall defense as of last week, and ninth in rush defense. So they're a really good unit. There are going to be some names you've never heard of, but they can get after the ball. I mean, yourself, Kyle Williams up the middle, who's been great. Star Lotulelei came over from Carolina and really does free up some space for your edge rushers. Once again, Lorenzo Alexander comes off as off the ball linebacker in a 4-3 spot, stand up linebacker. A really promising middle linebacker in Tremaine Edmonds, who's starting to get it, had a nice pick last week against Sam Darnold. And then really great Matt Milano. He's out. He had a gruesome injury. Not quite Alex Smith style, but up there. They expect him to be back for preseason. But and you can't forget Tre'Davious White. I mean, he's a corner one. He'll follow the best player on the field. He's had some really crazy tasks from obviously Devontae Adams to your division, all the way to pretty much anyone, Keenan Allen, to anyone that is a true number one receiver, and he generally comes out pretty good. Actually, the first game he ever played was last week in his first 2 years against Robbie Anderson, so we don't really know what the heck happened there. Robbie Anderson's only had gotten the best of him in a poor performance last week by him, and then a great safety combination in Micah Hyde over from Green Bay, and then Jordan Poyer. So you have a really strong unit with no weaknesses on it. And a lot of people, they're on the field a lot. A lot of people expect them to win the game. They lost it last week. They allowed two drives. They'll score 23 points. That should be enough for this defense to win. And then the week prior, they allowed a game-winning drive as well. So it was interesting to where if you have the number one defense, you need to win those two games. And then they're maybe sneaking around here, kind of like the Lions. They're just sneaking around with six wins.
Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. That's the voice of Kevin Masseri, Locked On Bills. So when we come back, we'll take a little timeout. When we come back, we got to get into Allen running the football and what's going on with this Lions offense and Matthew Stafford throwing for 100 yards. Locked On Crossover on a Wednesday.
Bragging rights and huge cash prizes are up for grabs this weekend and all season long at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. How huge? Well, we're taking over $500,000 in total prizes. With one-week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Draft a new team every week with no season-long commitment. So if you've been thinking about trying one-week fantasy football, now is the time to play because nothing makes Football Sunday more exciting than when you have DraftKings lineup on the line and you're still going. Even if you're out of that fantasy playoffs, use DraftKings. Go to DraftKings.com or download the app today. Use promo code LOCKEDON to enter a contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and complete your share of over $1.5 million in total prizes. That's code Locked On only at DraftKings. The game inside the game.
All right, we're back. Locked On Lions, Locked On Bills. Wednesday crossover. Kevin in Buffalo, Matt in Detroit. Kevin, I'm sure Bills fans that are going to go to this game, and I'm not sure of the weather forecast just yet and everything else. Usually December games are freezing. You're probably wondering, oh man, we're going to get to see Matthew Stafford sling the football around. And I'm sure you're thinking the same thing, Kevin, but it's not the case anymore. It's crazy to think, but for the last few weeks, and now with Kerryon Johnson, the rookie running back, likely going to be out again, the Lions have leaned on basically LeGarrette Blount, Zach Zenner, and this short passing game with Matthew Stafford basically throwing the football 3-4 yards a pop, and that's it, to kind of move the football. And similar to you guys in Buffalo, like you said before the break, the defense is on the field a lot. The Lions head coach Matt Patricia, I think, finally has something with this defense. The numbers have gotten a lot better. They've moved up from being in the 20s to now in the teens, and against the run, they're much improved. But this is not the Stafford slinging around 40, 50 times, throw for 350. As we like to say in Detroit, stat Padford. Those days are done, man. He threw for 101 last week, and they won. Now, I know Arizona's defense is okay, and their offense is terrible. But right now, to me, if I'm the Bills and I'm looking to see what the Lions are doing, I'm watching this tape. I'm crowding the box, trying to take LeGarrette Blount away, and I'm probably double teaming and bracketing Kenny Golladay, because in the passing game, there really isn't that much there. It's been kind of a crazy year. The minute they traded Golden Tate, I said on the show that I thought the season was over and that the Lions were waving the white flag, because a week earlier they went out and got Snacks Harrison, one of the best run stuffers in all of football, and the defense got better, but the offense has just not been there. And could you imagine, Kevin? I mean, Stafford's making $27 million a year, and he threw 100 yards, he threw for 100 yards in a game? He had the same amount of passing yards as Josh Allen had rushing yards last week, if I'm not mistaken, and that's... What is that, right? But that's kind of the quandary that we're in right now in Detroit, where it's likely that these last three games will be the last three for Jim Bob Cooter as offensive coordinator.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely seems like it. And so you have kind of an interesting scenario here where everyone's so, just really quickly, it's going to be 39 and decent out. So that's really nice December weather here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's honestly... We've had similar dates last year against Indianapolis where there's I think 6 feet of snow, 7 feet of snow, something crazy where they could barely play the game. People couldn't get home. And then this is going to be the reverse. I think it's going to be a nice game. Shouldn't be a huge factor. Don't know about the wind. Can always play a huge role in that stadium. It's kind of underground and the wind swirls. And if you get one of those games, there's just nothing you can do. You can't throw the ball, can't kick the ball. But if it's clear, it shouldn't be a factor at all. So, I mean, you're going to have a team, the Bills, come in, and you're definitely going to have Trey White and Kenny Golladay. I mean, the Bills will single him up, and they'll take their luck with Trey, and they'll go from there. And you'll see more of a – maybe they're going to commit more to the run. So they're going to leave him out on an island, and I'm going to assume they're going to be in a lot of 4-3. You know, with their nickel being hurt anyways, I think you'll see a lot of Lorenzo Alexander in the game. Their third linebacker. So they're going to stack the box, and they haven't played some lack of quarterbacks, and once again, the number one pass defense. So they're going to try to do their best to keep, you know, Matt Stafford under 200 yards again.
So if this defense is so good, which it sounds like it is, and you're the Bills were in the playoffs last year, is this basically coming down to they screwed this quarterback situation up so bad? And Shady has not been – I mean, I am on my fantasy team, and I'm not even that big of a fantasy geek, but he's been terrible. So what happened to the offense other than Peterman and the Allen thing?
It's just some bad luck, honestly, and this team could be – I mean, you have the number one defense, and I know defense – it is 2018. It doesn't really translate like the number one offense does, but it should – get you to where Jacksonville was. I mean, look, they're better than Jacksonville. They beat them. You have a team that could very well be anywhere from, you know, 4-12 and 12-4. I mean, defense performs, and that's what the Bills built. They said, you know what, it's less volatile. We know what we're going to get out of it. And they just have been – we'll start with the special teams. It's been poor, the last-ranked special teams unit in the league. They can't cover kicks. They can't return kicks.
I saw last week, very sloppy.
Sloppy. I mean, you had the week prior, they lost to Miami on a botched punt, not by your punt returner. You had a coverage guy in Cyron Neal, our backup safety, basically run into our punt returner, hit off his leg, and that's how Miami won. So, I mean, you had just ridiculous errors. You have ridiculous penalties. That's the other one. I mean, you have really bad penalties, and you have an offensive line that's poor. I mean, you're rolling a fifth-round pick in Wyatt Teller at guard. You're rolling with a center in Ryan Groy, who's already been benched for Russell Bodine, a bad center from Cincinnati in the first place. And you have really one offensive lineman that'll be on the team next year in Deion Dawkins, a nice second-round pick at left tackle, who's been good. Outside of that, I mean, you have four poor offensive linemen. I wouldn't expect any of them on this Buffalo Bills team, and they're going to do what Indy did. They're going to go out and spend a lot of money on the other four offensive line spots. Luckily, they have potentially the most expensive one already filled, but they're going to go get at least three. They have $105 million next year. So you're going to have a team that's able to fill wide receiver, pick top six, as well as, you know, fill four offensive line spots. I mean, that's really where the issue is. And they botched a couple of games early on, some games that I wish that they were playing now with how well Josh Allen's been. I mean, they're in any game now. I mean, the guy I've heard from defensive coordinators he's impossible to game plan at this point, because if you protect you spy him, he's got a gun that, I mean, he's been killing people downfield with Robert Foster and Zay Jones. And if you go and cover that, which teams have been doing right now since the Jacksonville game, you get him in man coverage, he's going to burn you. So it's just a really weird – he still misses throws poorly. I mean, he's only played 8 games in this league, but – he does so many things, and he's just such like a big motivator. I mean, he's already the team's captain, pretty much, not by affiliation, but he is, you know, leading the team. And I mean, you have Buffalo really excited that who cares if they're 4-9? They have a number one rated defense, which isn't going to lose anything. You have $100 million, and you have a potential quarterback only making $4 million that's look competent.
What about this running situation? You know, I look at the Lions defense, and the rush defense at the start of the year was so bad. I mean, getting beat up by Matt Breida and Isaiah Crowell the first couple of weeks, it was not good. And all of a sudden, it's gotten better with Snacks Harrison. I mentioned A'shaun Robinson and Deshaun Hand, who likely won't play this weekend. The rookie D-tackle from Alabama. But the Lions have gotten better since Harrison. And now you're looking at this situation where the thing with stopping Josh Allen is the Lions have done a decent job with mobile quarterbacks. Cam Newton didn't run wild at all. The Lions beat the Panthers. Lions lost to Russell Wilson, but that was with his arm, not with his legs and not with his feet. So, you know, Darius Slay on one side should be able to cover your best receiver and shut him down. Like I said before, I think the one concern, like you brought up, is the quarterback runs and Allen getting out in space. Because I do think that could hurt the Lions, and their spy on Allen, if they were to do that, would be Jared Davis, who, has played better as of late, but a former first-round pick at middle linebacker that I wouldn't be surprised next year if they move to the outside, because I don't think he's got the great instincts to be playing inside and hasn't done it well. But are these like designed runs, Kevin, for Allen, or is this just him pocket breaks down and he goes?
He just go. I mean, you look at the stats just came out, and I think there's only 100 of his total yards are designed runs, and I think 400 of them are his own decisions to move. So I think that's what makes it a little bit challenging. It's not a scheme thing more than it is he'll look up, his offensive line will let something go. The lines or another team would be in good position, except there's one opening to run, and he hits it. It's an interesting style. Tyrod Taylor would look to run and deliberate runs, quarterbacks like that. But he is going to be more similar to your Cam Newton. He's going to miss throws. He's going to find lanes, but he's healthy. He's physical. He's big. I mean, he runs people over. He doesn't go down. So you get a lot of that stuff from this young quarterback. And they will. They're creative. Brian Daboll is being talked about as he's 31st ranked, mind you, Matt. He's being talked about as a potential candidate in Green Bay and a few other places.
He's been around.
He's been around, but he's never led a top 22 off, and he's been on some poor, poor teams. But just what he's done with Allen alone, and what's really creative is you'll see some jet sweeps. You'll see Isaiah McKenzie out in space, a guy they got over from Denver who they absolutely love. So already scored 2 touchdowns, and he's been pivotal. They've been so poor in special teams, but been better since McKenzie came here from Denver. And he's already scored 2 rushing touchdowns. So, Josh Allen drop back, zone read to his running back, Chris Ivory. Next thing you have, kind of similar to a Nagy or, Sean McVay, you'll have McKenzie coming in around, and you don't know if Allen's going to keep it or if McKenzie took it around the edge. So you'll see a lot of that in this game for sure. Very creative out in space. He's a creative play caller, and if Josh Allen can execute it, it usually has been successful. Offense was terrible under Derek Anderson and Nathan Peter, and they couldn't run this offense. And that's basically where a lot of their negative offensive statistics come from. But they've been pretty good. They've outgained the last two games in losses, mind you, 800 to 300. So take that for what it's worth. We have no idea why those two were losses. The Bills should be in a situation where they're also playing for a six wild card spot here in the AFC, which is wide open, with Tennessee, who they beat, sitting in it right now, Tennessee and Miami sitting in it right now. So you have a situation where bad special teams, that's where Detroit should take advantage of this. It's poor Danny Crossman, you guys should know, shouldn't be here. He should be fired. A lot of people say, why fire special teams coordinator? He's been that bad. He'll be gone at the end of the year, but I'd like to see him gone now.
Kevin Messeri, Locked On Bills. Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. When we come back, it's prediction time for this. This is a primetime matchup. The Bills and the Lions. We'll do that.
Detroit is something to play for, so.
Oh, geez. Don't tell Lion fans that. We'll be right back.
So it is brought to you by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery heated clothing, heat on demand at the touch of a button, and control your environment today with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineering to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels similar to that heated car seat that you're used to. They can reach temperatures up to 135 degrees and power by rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or other gadgets while you're wearing them. Perfect for any friend or family on that holiday gift list as that holiday season is approaching quickly here. Get great for anyone who works outdoors, ski, snowboards, or any that loves outdoors or hates the cold, or those really cold football games here with the Bills having 2 home games remaining here. So go out and get that Action Heat. And it's available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released this winter season. We've got a special deal for our listeners today. Save 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out anything Action Heat has to offer. That's right, actionheat.com/lockedon. Or just use the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20% of everything. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
All right, let's do it. Prediction time. Locked On Bills, Locked On Lions. Matt Derry, Kevin Messeri from Buffalo. 4-9 meets 5-8. let me ask you this, Kevin, are Bills fans rooting for them to lose and get a better draft pick, or are they, where's their mindset? Because most Lion fans here are pissed that the Lions went to Arizona one last week because they were going from like number 4 to number 10.
Yeah, actually the opposite happened. A lot of the bottom of the league won last week, pushing the Bills. I think they are in like 10 or 11. They're down to 6 already, and like a couple things bounced their way, and they're top 3 pretty easily here. I would say there's not a quarterback that they need. They're not, I would say, fans for once. You know, we're Sabres fans here, right? So you have three tank years from their hockey program, same fan base, who tanked for a couple of really good players here in Buffalo for hockey. So you have that kind of mentality, but I don't think it exists while Josh Allen's on the field. I mean, whether you tank and get the third overall pick or the sixth, I mean, the Bills are going to be looking at, unfortunately, adding to their defense anyways, as Brandon Bean, our general manager, has came out and said, like, hey, our defense is really good. We're going to continue to add to it. It's just shocking, especially this draft where there's a lot of great defensive talent. They want to plug in another defensive lineman or cornerback too, and that's what they're going to do. So they don't really care if they pick three or seven or eight. I would anticipate Josh Allen proving it. He wants to show that he belongs. He wants to be QB1 out of this draft with Baker Mayfield. I thought he's looked better than Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen so far, so he's going to want to continue to show that. I think he personally has a lot to play for. The defense is really good, but the rest of the offense, there isn't much there, man. If they win, it's all because of Josh Allen. He, in my opinion, he was the best player on the field in the last 2 weeks, but I still think you see a Detroit win. I think they have enough to kind of make this thing interesting, and you know, I'm going to put it at close. I definitely 100% think this is close. I'm going to go with a 20-17 Detroit win. I'm probably a
20. You think the Lions are scoring 20 points?
I think the special teams have put this team in such poor position. There's been some bad turnovers, but it will be. You'll see. It will come from a special teams or a turnover that equate to. I mean, the Bills 10 points alone last week in special teams and missed 10 of their own. So I would say 20-17, Detroit, and I've been pretty good. I think someone can. I'm like 11-2 predicting Bills wow. game so far this year.
Man, I forgot this was the Danny Crossman Bowl. He's
terrible.
If I recall, he was fired here and went to Buffalo, so he's been there a long time.
Under Doug Marrone. Yeah, he came here under Doug Marrone. Kept for Doug Marrone. Made it to Rex Ryan. Kept under Rex Ryan. Made it past Rex Ryan to Sean McDermott.
Wow.
Still here. Remarkable, man. I mean, he had an okay unit. He has a really good kicker in Stephen Hauschka, who he's managed to get killed because of his protection schemes. He got him blasted last week. Bill's best asset is Stephen Hauschka. He's been great, but he's coming in with a little bit of a back. So 20-17, that's where I'm sticking. Could it be lower scoring? I'm thinking the weather is going to play a role. I think Josh Allen will score some points, and I like Matt Stafford. I think he'll get it done. He'll find Kenny Galladay, and there'll be some special teams. Special teams will have a role in this thing.
The Danny Crossman Bowl. Lions, I'm just looking this up. Lions special teams coach from, 2010 to 2012, and then he's been in Buffalo. I'm with you. I think the Lions are going to win this game, Kevin. I think that it's not going to be pretty. The Lions can't move the football. The Bills, like you said, move it when Allen's running. I think the Lions will be okay there, but I'll go 13-10. I think it's going to be low scoring like it was last week. The Lions went into Arizona last week, and it was 3-0 midway through the third quarter in a pathetically played offensive football game. So I'm with you. I think the Lions will win, and in spite of a lot of their fans that are hoping for a tanked job at the end here. And this would be so Lions to win this week, win next week, and then it would come down to the possibility of them having to beat Green Bay and get help. And they're not going into Lambeau. If Rodgers is healthy and if Rodgers plays, they wouldn't go into Lambeau in a game they would need in Week 17. But that's what the Lions do. So I'll take Detroit as well. Kevin, it was an enjoyable time. My friend, enjoy the game Sunday.
Hey, and hopefully we'll cross over. And right here, right now, we have a great basketball team in the University of Buffalo. So maybe there'll be some thing for us to talk about with EMU coming up too.
Yeah, man, I'll be there January 4th, the 9 o'clock tip when the Buffalo comes in, and they're playing great. And my alma mater, Syracuse, playing Buffalo coming up, so it should be good stuff.
Great stuff here. And with the Sabres, I mean, the Bills, hey, they want a good game, man. That's all they're after. We're playing with house money in the last three games, so we'll see what Detroit can bring.
There it is, the voice of Kevin Masseri, Locked On Bills, Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. It's the Wednesday crossover brought to you by DraftKings.